Hey everybody, this is Tommy for Trippy Tommy's cupcakes and all that bullshit. I'm high as fuck. I got two of my best pals here, some Anderson homies I've known for some years, and we're catching up today. It's really nice. I got my co-host, Sunny, over here. Say what's up.
What's up, guys?
How's it going?
He's alive now. We drank a lot last night. This man had, what, 10?
10 Jaeger bombs. I don't remember the 10.
Yeah. Okay. You guys both looked away like you just seen someone tee off 400 Ooh. Yards.
Yeah.
That's what happened. My man's just walking around the drunk yelling, I'm fucking drunk, woo!
I salute you.
I was trying to keep up on the Jack and Cokes. Right? Yeah, dude. This guy said he don't even remember the 10th one, but he knows there was 10.
Yeah, no, we get off work and I slam 5 at this one bar.
Where we cast our checks, it's like, 'cause we work on the east side.
Literally just right next to our workplace and all that. So we go there every Thursday to cash our checks.
Right.
And so, you know, I pregame, I have 5 Jaeger bombs there, we run down, do our thing.
And in 10 minutes, guys, like literally we sit there about 15, 10 minutes and he slams 5 Jaeger bombs. It's insane.
I'll tell you.
Kid's a champion.
It was one of those days.
This fool's dad. The last time I tried to keep up with someone on Jaeger, I was trying to keep up with his dad shot for shot.
Oh, no.
I got to probably about 8 or 9, and then I was just like, no more, bro.
Bro, your body's full of black licorice. You literally becoming a lollipop kid. You take one more shot. You know what I mean? That's insanity.
Yeah. I just remember getting up around 7, feeling like I had like pitchforks in my brains.
Yeah, he had the brain scramblies for sure.
Oh my god.
Dude, last time I was that drunk, it was Halloween the first year I moved up to Lafayette, and I went to a Halloween party, and I met some of my coworkers at this
What'd
bar.
What'd you dress up as at the Halloween?
Freddy Krueger.
Attaboy! Yeah.
Me and Sat both kind of did a matching Freddy Krueger thing. And so she and I go up there with one of her friends before everybody gets off work. So I start pre-gaming on some beers and, you know, a couple little of the dollar, like, fucking shots.
Shooters!
I love those,
So we're smashing them down. Then everybody gets there. It's a grand old time. By the end of things, I probably had about a good, like, 12, 13 beers alone.
Attaboy.
Almost 10 shots minimum. Like, I'm trashed.
So you're literally walking around just a walking bag of liquids at this point.
I helped my buddy finish his double rum and coke. And another buddy helped him finish his double Jack and Coke.
You are.
What a gentleman.
Literally, bro, we get in the car, and we drop her friend off and shit. And as soon as he gets out the car, I'm like, all right, I'm not going to puke in the car on the way home, but when we get home, that bathroom is mine.
Porcelain gods, here he comes.
For real. And I remember getting home, running straight to the bathroom, puking in the toilet. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to get in the shower and kind of... You know,
kind of puke and cry it out right here.
Cry it out, you feel me? So I get in the shower and I don't remember shit until the next morning.
Did you wake up in the shower or did you get to bed?
No, I was in bed. Come to find out, I puked all over myself in the shower. Part of the shower curtain was open, so I flooded the bathroom floor.
Nice.
Savannah had to get me out of the shower, clean it all up, and throw my big ass in bed.
She's tiny, bro. Weekend at Bernie's yourself all the way to bed.
Best part about it, though, was as I almost woke up late for my tattoo appointment the next morning.
Almost. So you drunkenly sat there and just got blasted out.
Bro, I'm literally laying there, like, on my back, with this tattoo and the ship on my leg, and I'm like, Dylan, here's my card, bro. Go get me some fucking food so I could sober up and not throw up on this man's floor. Jacob's just rolling the whole fucking time. Like,
killing.
Fucking, oh, dude, I have not drank. I really haven't even drank since then. Not even that I've not really drank much. I haven't drank since then.
I don't blame
bro.
You. Yeah.
I got fucking trashed.
You got
bro.
Stomach aids that night. Yeah. Jeez.
Woke up with the most splitting headache ever, bro. Like,
yeah. This guy talking right here, he is Aaron Hookah. This is my dude. I met him playing Destiny, surprisingly not. I was kind of a crackhead for D and D2. I just started playing again today because I heard Iron Banana was out, and I was like, I might as well go sling the Tang around a little
you
bit.
You feel me?
Because Iron Banana is when you could not play like all season long and just hop in and murk on people with your big old dick and swing it. That's what I like to do.
You just slap them in the face with the dick one time.
Yeah,
like,
bro.
Okay, I respect
it. I got a Monte Carlo in the shoulder, but you know what I mean? It's going to happen. You're going to get it. But anyways, I also met you that way too, wasn't it? Yes. Or not, or I met you at his house. Which one was it? Did I meet you at his house?
I think you actually met him at Burger King through Mutual. Because
Burger King, when I lived at the apartments, yes.
Because I met you through Rev and Mez. And Atreyu, or not Atreyu, Azur and all them. And
then, dude, they got a baby and shit.
You and Destiny started coming through Burger King. So cute. And I introduced you to this fool.
It was the Burger King. That was the one right by my apartments. That's when my girl was pregnant with my daughter. Well, that's how long
BK
ago it is.
BK days, bro. Like, what, 2015 maybe?
Yeah, because my daughter was born in 2015. My son was 2016. So, yeah. Damn, bro. It's been about 5 years.
Yeah, bro. It's fucking that's crazy.
So, what are you guys into? You first. You gotta be kind of loud because you are a little bit away. And what you been into lately?
Honestly, nothing but really work and video games. Mainly Destiny.
Oh, he's still grinding.
Wow, I just play together. It back up a couple months ago.
Okay. What's up? What is your main?
Titan. All the way.
Same. I like to eat crayons and smash things.
I started him off good, don't worry.
That's the way to go. It's a one-man army. I mean...
It really is, though.
I mean, Warlock is like a support... And a hunter is just a get in and get out type of homie that's like, you can't do it on your own, but you're very, very squishy.
You're very squishy.
Very squishy. You're like a fucking fruit gusher hopping around.
I don't even have to slap you with the tip of the dick. Like, I smack you with the hair of the testicle.
Yeah, man, like trying to do a nightfall with three hunters is fucking AIDS.
That's very AIDS.
It is. Unless you're all invisibility and you all are like full on ninjas. But if not, it's AIDS. It's AIDS. It's pure fucking AIDS.
Big AIDS.
So shit, man. Let's talk about when I went to Icy Stars with you and Homegirl. That was such a good show.
Bro, you remember seeing fucking Bert and Devin kiss on the stage?
That was insanity.
That was insanity.
Dude, I love Chunk No Captain Chunk. A lot of people don't fuck with the Easy Core, but it's because you are AIDS.
I remember being in the pit when they like I don't even know what song they were in the middle of, but they transitioned out of it into All Star, and we were like Masha. We just stopped and like looked at each other and freaked the fuck out.
Like, screamed,
the energy was so fucking real.
Oh,
man.
Dude, yeah, there was those little Frenchies throw down. And dude, it was the new Demons tour, which is my favorite Icy Stars album.
Did you hear that Chunk is making new music though?
Finally,
after four long years, we're gonna get some new Chunk music.
I really enjoyed the Get Lost, Find Yourself album. It was very mature. It was very, very mature.
Very, yeah. You
Pardon Our French was like my baby angst though, man.
For real.
Dude, like, taking chances, like, them jams were good as fuck.
For real.
And I've seen them live many times, and they always throw down. Like, and they're the humblest dudes, like, insanely humble.
Not to interrupt you, but is that a sworn-in tattoo, my friend?
This one?
Yes.
This is a Circus Survive tattoo, actually.
Oh, yeah. Sworn-in kind of has that same
Sworn-in's my dad.
Oh, really? Oh, that's what's
bro,
so
like,
even their semi-newer shit was pretty okay.
Put me on Sworn-in, bro, and I'm just like, ugh.
I'm telling you, well, then you need to fuck with, like, Dead Crown. Those motherfuckers are insane. they kind of do that rap shit, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's fucking great.
Hell yeah,
I've been
man.
On them a lot lately.
Respect it. But yes, back to the, I think it was actually the Light in the Cave tour.
That's what it was.
Because
it
was
fucking, they played a lot of new demon shit, though.
It was fucking Get Scared, Chunk, and Icy Stars, bro. Like, that was a great fucking...
It was good. And the Emerson, bro, that's when it was old Emerson.
That,
we could throw down. You could smoke a blunt in the back. No one would say shit to you. Just don't drop kick someone.
R.I.P. to the Emerson. We miss you so much.
In the Dome. I love
the
Dome.
We love you, Dome.
We
miss you. I saw Knocked Loose at the Dome, and boy, that show was sick.
Was that the Straight Edge show where there was like no beers, no smoking, no... I heard that one was nasty.
It was the
hospital.
It was the Different Shade of Blue release tour show, like 3 days before the album came out.
Stings like fractures.
Bro, like fucking, he's hanging off the goddamn ceiling, fucking just off his legs, screaming to people, bro. It's
And if you've never been to the Hoosier Dome, it's very tight, butthole.
It's
so
very
small.
Tight. Like, it's like one of those up close and personal shows. Like,
it is. My band's played there. Hopefully, when they open up, we can play again, man. Have you guys heard my new band, Amends?
I actually have.
Call Me Crazy?
Yes, I have.
What do you guys think? It's kind of Icy Starsy a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
But I fucks with it.
We're bringing it back, I think. Yeah, dude. I'm enjoying it.
You guys have a chance to bring it back.
And people are really starting to dig it. That feature we recently did with the dude from Osatia was really fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Which was cool because I like those guys a lot. They're really cool dudes. Like, I know them all pretty personally. I think they're out of California. But dude has an incredible, like, high range voice. It's so fucking dumb. Have you heard of Misfortune?
No.
You guys are gonna have some homework when you leave.
Oh, for sure. I always love.
Dude, Miss Fortune's so good. Oh my god, they did a Offspring cover. The Kids Aren't All Right lately. It was so good.
So, who I think you guys would do a good collab with? It would like your guys' style mixed with his. Like, I think it could work very well. And I don't personally know the dude's name, like personally, like, but the vocalist from Exit Wounds.
Yes. They are
like,
pretty fucking
even
good.
The older vocalist that left, like him too, either one would be beautiful. That'd be a beautiful
I kept on
feature.
Forgetting Harder left the band.
Mm-hmm. I actually got to see him on one of his last shows. They opened up for Palisades and Bless the Fall.
I love Palisades.
I've seen Palisades too many times. So they went on tour with like everybody last year. Dude.
Yeah, well, it's just because they was trying to get on it, you know? Because a lot of people sleep on them, but they're like, well, it's a knockoff Icy Stars. No, it's not. They have a whole new flavor. Like, I've heard that so many times.
I will get this. Like, I can understand their first album, Outkast. I will say, did it sound a little too
Icy
Stars?
It was so good. That was
still really good.
That was my favorite, bro. Whatever. They had fucking Black Bear on it and shit. Like, come on. Oh, no, that was on the second one. I'm sorry. That was
Black Bear was on the second one. But
Yeah. Outkast actually slapped, though.
Yeah.
That was very heavy.
Yeah.
Like, I liked early Crown the Empire, too. Their shit was a lot heavier.
Don't get me wrong. I miss old Crown where, you know, like, Dave was still in there, and Benny was still in there playing, shredding on the guitar solos, but like...
It's just it's the Andy Leo show these days.
To hear how they've evolved, though, is still kind of good. Like, don't get me wrong, I love Old Crown, but Sudden Sky hits me, bro.
Yeah.
So does Retrograde. Like,
yeah.
I love them.
Yeah.
I love them. Hey. I've got the hard copies, bro.
Word, you guys been bubbling hard lately.
Like, I got the hard copy, bro.
Word, okay, so here's a question I always ask everybody. Five albums, you're stranded on an island forever. These gotta be your jams until you fucking wash up as a human starfish and just die. Five albums.
Give me a minute to think on that.
It's fine. Actually. If they're all Silverstein albums, I'm not going to be that mad, but I kind of expect it. I do.
Hey, man, I don't have the tattoo for nothing, bro.
Yeah, no, dude, they rock. I honestly, I've been listening to a lot of Beartooth lately, man. Caleb fucking Shomo is growing on me so goddamn much.
Listen.
Writes everything himself, that makes him such a good musician.
My top five favorite bands.
Let's get it in there.
Silverstein, and it's in this order. Silverstein, Beartooth, MCR, because bless my emo heart.
It's in there.
And
it's in
Remember
there.
And Wage War.
Wage War, though. That's nice.
Good choices.
That's pretty close to mine. Okay, so I got Slipknot, Ocean's 8 Alaska, because Jesus fucking
good.
Christ.
Oh, that fucking...
Yeah, dude, and their talent and their fucking time signature changes and just all that shit is just fucking gross.
The way they did that cover of that Jay-Z and Beyonce song, bro,
please.
For Punk Goes Pop,
please.
The signatures and that boy.
And then at the end, how it just gets dumbass crunchy. Dude. Sugar dun 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 dun. Just like, ew.
Yeah,
I almost shit myself. Like
for
I
real,
ate 15
bro.
Burritos, shit myself. Like,
for
whoa.
Real.
Okay, so what was it? It was Slipknot, Ocean's 8 Alaska, A Day to Remember. I'm gonna say it. Bullet for My Valentine. Sorry.
Ooh.
It takes me there.
I'm not gonna judge you because I don't judge anyone for their taste in music except this one because he actually still likes Nickelback. But we're not.
Their
gonna...
new shit.
He
I haven't listened to their new shit.
Okay. Their first album, Silver Side Up, is an exception.
No, he listens to like that all the way up to like.
It's okay. If you say you like Trapped, we're going to have to cut it off the podcast. I'm sorry.
Hey, I'm just going to throw it out there. Fuck Trapped. Fuck y'all racist bullshit. You're not that great of a band anyways.
Dude, you guys are AIDS.
They live off of the infamy of one song they released in 2002.
Actually, they had one other song called Who's Going Home With You Tonight. It's kind of a slight bop, but...
Slight bop.
Like, I wouldn't play it on my funeral or anything, but it's aight.
Alright, so...
Okay, so wait, I got one more.
Slipknot, Ocean's 8 Alaska...
A Day to Remember. Oh, fuck, I got two more. I'm so bad at counting. Yeah, okay, so one more. Someone I would just... If I had a time machine, I'd say early Bring Me the Horizon. But today's Bring Me the Horizon gives me AIDS. The lyrics are good.
I don't even want to talk about Parasite Eve. Not right now. We can get into that.
We don't need to go there.
Yeah, we don't.
They're like, oh, this is going to be heavy, and they drop this whack. Okay, so fuck it. I'll replace them with Suicide Silence. There it is. There's my five. What about you?
But
Doris doesn't count.
Hold on. Okay. I was gonna say that. Hold on, friend.
Eddie, you shouldn't sing.
No.
Sorry.
Sorry, man.
Sorry. You literally, your band carried you. Like, if you guys released an instrumental version of that album, maybe. Maybe I would add it to my Spotify. Maybe.
Maybe.
Maybe, but don't count me on it. All right. All right, your turn. Let's go.
Let's see, my five would be...
This is Wolfpack. You gotta be kind of loud. Big guy.
Let's see, what would they be? Breaking Benjamin.
Oh.
Silverstein. A Day to Remember. Old 3 Days Grace.
3 Days AIDS. Nice.
Hey, 1X was a really good album, it was. Bro. Get off it.
It was.
I still have that CD.
It was. I'll listen to it on a drive. Yeah, you're
you
right.
You feel me?
You're right. Oh, I got one.
Beartooth.
Attaboy.
I just want to clarify, those are my top favorite bands. That's not the five albums I've
listened
to. All right,
well, let's hit that way. I got one more dude, and then we're going to hit
you. Yeah, I
want to
hear your top five bands.
Okay,
top five bands.
Go City. I already know these.
All right.
Let's go.
It might be a little different. Dance Gavin Dance.
That's fucking Josh's favorite band.
They're gorgeous.
The Doors.
Yes.
The Doors. Coheed and Cambria.
Okay, I respect you.
I gotta throw in Slipknot. Of especially course. Iowa era Slipknot.
Oh, okay. Right.
I'm either thinking it's Alice in Chains or Dillinger. I'm waiting.
Alice in Chains.
There it
I
is.
I put my money on Alice in Chains.
Yeah. That's fair.
They're like one of my first, like, kind of quote unquote heavy.
Right.
Well, no, they were very heavy back in the day.
That's how my friend Stacy is. That's like one of his favorite bands too.
Stacy, yeah, I know that guy. Okay, but can we talk about the dad rock that is the new Ask Alexandria album? Yeah. I know y'all.
I'm not even gonna cap, bro.
It's dad rock.
I haven't listened to it.
Don't, because you'll be disappointed.
I listened to the
we'll
same,
just say
I
their career ended after the rehab, like the new
I
red album.
I listened to two singles. I listened to two singles off of it, and I was like, ew. Because I listened to their self-titled album.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
I enjoyed it, actually.
I
it
did.
Was a very good follow-up to, hey, Dennis came out and just fucking killed it for no reason.
For real. Like, yeah. The Black is just entirely on its own a good fucking album. Like,
oh, yeah, bro. Top to bottom.
Like, top to bottom. Like,
yeah.
There's not a song on there that I would skip.
Oh,
like,
absolutely. Yeah, dude. Dennis
you, you
is
gotta love
nasty.
An album like that. And it's great that he actually like did that for them because I personally haven't liked Ask
I thought they was gonna fall off, bro. Honestly.
I stopped liking AA after like fucking
Reckless
and
Relentless?
Yes.
That's my favorite
like,
AA album.
I didn't
actually.
Even listen to From Death to Destiny.
You should have. It's a good one. It's him, it's all the shit he wrote when he was in rehab when after he fell off the stage and they're like, fuck you, a fan had to finish the show, you're going to rehab.
Type shit.
So
of,
yeah, he had
yeah,
it was a lot of shit
really
in there.
Cool, like 80s metal. To the album too.
Very I'd say
I like the way
I like the guitars.
I will give worse not this. I like the way his like cleans up progressed over the years. Oh like,
yeah.
Because he got healthy and all he does is smoke ciggies now.
I will give him this though. No matter what anyone thinks of Asking Alexandria, they have helped pave the way for a lot of Fry vocals through a lot of these bands.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Ocean's 8 Alaska would have never become a thing if AA didn't do it first.
For real.
Capture the Crown would have never came out, which is now Capture. Would have never came out if it wasn't for fucking
AA. They changed
AA.
The name. I didn't know that.
They did because I think the old guitarist owned the name Capture the Crown or something. Or a TV show or some old TV show. It was just something stupid. Already had the name. And they didn't. Yeah. They didn't go by the name.
But it's nice to know that they're still making music because.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's fucking.
Oof.
Yeah, Jeff is still the vocalist, so you know it's still
yummy.
You know
yummy.
It's dirty.
It's
uber dirty. All right, let's. Five albums. Go.
Five albums. Okay. Discovering the Waterfront.
Mm.
That's my obvious favorite album.
It's a good one.
Disease. The deluxe edition, though.
Oh!
Gotta have
the songs on the end are so good! Thank you, Caleb!
I just want to go ahead and throw it out, though.
Thank you, Caleb.
So, you know when they released the special edition, like when the deluxe edition came out and they dropped that, like, special edition splattered fucking vinyl? Mm-hmm. I bought that. When I got arrested and all the shit that happened to me happened and Savannah kept a bunch of my shit.
AIDS.
That was one of the things she kept.
Hey, girl, if you listen to our podcast, give my boy his album back. That's AIDS.
And my fucking vinyl player and my Ice Nine Kills album.
We don't forget.
Oh. No, listen, I bought a special edition of the Silver Scream that was like a bundle with like
a flag,
pillowcase. The fucking vinyl, the smoke vinyl,
the specialty
a signed poster. She kept the fucking vinyl back.
Did she give you the butt plug back?
No. AIDS. No, she kept the butt plug too. And all the
and
other
it's probably on her keychain.
And
that
all
bitch.
The other sex toys. But we AIDS. Yeah. But,
so, right, we'll leave that alone. There's a yeah. whole duffel bag in there.
There's a whole duffel bag in there that we don't want to go down right now. So top five or five albums I'd listen to. I'd have to say Discovering the Waterfront, the deluxe edition of Disease, Deadweight by Wage War, because fuck with me, that's their best album. How are you that?
No, no, you're right. Actually, I don't know. I liked Under Pressure a lot.
Pressure was good, but...
Pressure, yeah. That,
but
it was good.
The emotion in Deadweight...
It wasn't there. It wasn't there as much.
The emotion in Deadweight at the time I listened to it was too...
Perfect.
I was going through too much for it to like... That's too perfect of an album.
Oh, yeah. It was there for you. Yeah.
I'm not even going to cap. I'm going to have to look up the phone for a minute and see if it...
Okay.
Is anything on the playlist? Because I've been listening to too much shit lately.
What do you guys think about Chon? What? Chon. It's an instrumental band that'll blow your fucking cock off.
Can't say that.
Okay, well, next time you're making burritos and getting it in all nasty-like, look up Chon's album, Grow, and listen to that thing. You'll be like, oh my god, this can happen on instruments?
I think Disguise would have to make my list, actually. That's a good album. A Different Shade of Blue. I can listen. I know that's a good one.
So I liked the one with the dog on it. Pop Culture.
Pop Culture.
Dude, All My Friends is my favorite song of theirs. Dead. Yeah, dude. That hit me.
I have Pop Culture and a Laugh Track sign. And I have a Different Shade of Blue sign.
You're like, I'm going to buy all your CDs, sign them all.
You don't want to see my CD collection, Tommy. Probably be
I remember back in the day it was still
evolved.
Stupid. So
I
bet
it's evolved.
I respect you for still buying.
Even without the ones that
as an artist,
even with the ones
that
I lost from Savannah, I still have a tremendous fucking chunk.
That's AIDS.
Yeah.
Alright, Wolfie, what are your five albums? Oh, you
have
one more. You have more. Shoot it out. I'm sorry, Hookah. Apologize.
Ashes at the Wake by Lamb of God.
Oh,
I gotta go back there. That whole album, fucking Mark Morton. And fucking
is that
Willie
the
Adler's
Phoenix
playing.
On it?
Yes. Yes, bro. Hold on. No, I think Phoenix is in Sacrament.
No, the Sacrament one was the fucking cut.
Are you talking about with the Phoenix?
It was like green.
Birds?
Yeah, it was like
yeah,
green.
That one,
and
yeah,
red.
That one's Ashes of the Wake.
Yeah, that one slaps. Dude.
That one slaps.
Laid to Rest,
bro.
Was on that album.
Bro, the fucking instrumental song that they wrote for that? Ashes of the Wake? That motherfucker, you hear the dirty riffs in that, bro? Oh my fucking god.
That's a ball tingler for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
What about you, Wolf?
Honestly, I don't really know albums that well. Since
okay.
I don't have my phone anymore. I can't really look up.
That's semi-AIDS. Okay, well, we will skip you. And I have another question. Psychedelics, do you guys like the trip?
Yeah.
When's the last time you had a good one? What?
I'm like a walking fucking grit star.
Okay.
How many dabs?
Three.
I don't feel like drinking.
Can I buy
that? All three of them?
Yes.
Yeah. You can't buy this, though. This is mine.
No.
This is mine.
Daddy, don't play those games.
It's time. We're off the podcast.
Yes. We're going to sit this right here. But yes, okay, so when was the last time you had a good trip, dude?
I honestly haven't tripped since... When was the last time I tripped? I tripped with him shortly after I moved back home.
Dude, how was that? Did you have a good time?
No,
did you guys
actually,
go play Pokemon
no,
Go?
No, actually, there's a story for that
Let's
one.
Let's go,
Okay, so there's a kid sitting in Madison County Jail right now facing rape against his stepsister. Yeah. That Owen Dupuy?
What a douchey last name, too.
So, there's a longer backstory with him and that. We're not going to go into that. Some personal shit with him.
Just know I'll help you kill somebody.
Well, don't worry. He's going away for a while.
Okay, cool.
That's beside the point.
Yeah, it'll get figured out.
Me and Owen were actually still friends. And before I got my phone turned back on and shit, you know, because once you get out of jail, it's kind of rough getting back on your feet at first.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're dropped from 100 feet in the sky and hope you don't break your legs.
You feel me?
Yeah.
So
it's like Sims. They just pluck you up and drop you like you're fucked.
So people, like Owen would just show up at my house when he wanted to hang out because normally I didn't leave like that. Well, he and I are sitting on my couch watching like little videos. Like a good band to listen to while you're tripping is Crumb. Really good
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting here showing him Crumb, and then we're about to play some Dragon Ball Fighters.
Oh, snap.
And we're like, we're not quite peaking yet, but it's like...
Taking off?
We're past the giggle fits. Like, we're taking off.
So
like,
you already feel the lightness in your fingers in. And
flight's
shit, yeah.
Like, the clammy, like, flight's coming in, bro. Like, strap up type shit.
Ooh.
Yeah. All of a sudden, I hear my back door. Well, because I like, see a flash walk by my patio door. So, like, I snap my head because I'm like, I know I'm not seeing shit yet. So, like, what the fuck was that? About that time, I hear my back door open, and I hear... My brother say, I think he's here, and I hear Owen go, yeah, I'm pretty sure he's here. Him and Owen haven't been around each other in probably like 2+ years because this dude wants to kill Owen over the personal shit type shit.
Oh, wait a minute.
Well, so we're tripping on acid, bro. Like, we're
no.
And Owen comes in the back door, and I instantly like jump up and fucking like run outside with him, and I'm like, look, bro, like he and I are both on acid. Do not start any bullshit right now.
Because we'll both have to gang
I'll
you.
Beat your ass, yeah, bro, like for yeah. real. Like, it was all cool and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
like,
I hate
that. That kind of threw the trip off a little bit, bro.
We've had that happen to us many times.
Yeah,
we've had a good group trip.
So many
and, like,
times.
Owen
random
was, like,
visitors,
that
it fucks
well, not
it up.
Not even just that it was a random visitor thing and all that, but, like, Owen was, like, in an emotional state. So, like, he's sitting there crying.
Oh, so his energy was just not okay.
Not good
for
at
two.
All for the trip, bro.
Oh, no.
So, yeah.
And as a good friend, you're, like, tripping your sack off and trying to help them. I've had so many... Dr. Quinn and Medicine Woman trips where I've had to take care of people while I'm literally seeing the walls peel apart and my life's like fucking going in and out. I'm watching myself across the room, but I'm taking care of someone because I'm everybody's dad. That's just what I do.
Right.
So I respect you for that, and I respect you for not killing a homie while tripping.
Look, I just got really into fighters at that point.
You're like, you know what? This is you, bitch.
Type yeah. shit.
Oh man, did you fight him on fighters?
No, Owen just kind of sat back, cause like we had my couch turned in front of the TV, so like we were like, he was on like behind us, like on the other couch.
Oh, so you guys couldn't even see him if you were looking at the screen.
Yeah, type Oop. Shit. Yeah.
Oh, not me, man. If I had some beef with someone and they were sitting there while I was tripping. My brain's running on 5 billion miles a minute. I would turn around and be like, you know what? Let's talk about this right now.
He kind of did it more out of respect for me because...
Because you already told him, look, man, don't fuck this trip up.
Well, not even just that. It was my house.
Oh, so, like, yeah, because, you know, fighting at someone else's house is rude.
Yeah, I'm like, y'all break anything, and, like, I'm going to beat both y'all.
I'll break you both.
Like,
yeah.
I'll break you both.
Straight
at the
up.
Same time,
straight
type
up.
Shit.
You know.
But after that, like, I tripped with Todd after that.
Who's Todd?
Vladimir.
Burger King Todd.
Vlad.
Yeah.
What's that kid up to lately? Is he okay?
He's about to have a kid.
Go Todd. I have a call coming, and I'm gonna do this. Cool. Sorry about that, guys. I think it's still going. It is. Haha. Anyways,
so
what's up with Todd? I love that guy. He's a fucking goober.
He's kind of just working, taking care of his kid.
Where's he working?
Well, he's in. I think he's still at Harbor Freight. He might be in between jobs. He's about to start out where my stepdad works at Tractor Supply Co.
Oh, at Pendleton?
At the Pendleton one.
Bro, that's good money.
Yeah,
If you're cool being a slave, do it.
I'm probably about to start out there too. Bro, like the minimum they're starting you out at is like 16 or 18.
Yeah, and some places be doing that hazard pay too, where they actually pay.
They
you
actually
more
did
now.
Give them hazard pay. They got a separate check. They got $2 an hour hazard pay.
Yep.
And they got it on a separate check.
Yep. That's the rules with some of them places, and you gotta wear masks the whole time. It's fucking AIDS.
Well, they don't make him wear a mask.
That's good.
I don't think.
I mean, some places do the at your own discretion thing. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you got
type shit.
Yeah, have it on you.
Type shit.
Fucking A, man. So, Wolfie, when's the last time you had a good trip before the almost killed someone?
I mean, I wanna say within the last month.
Really? What'd you do? Were you by yourself?
No, it was me, my girlfriend, and then my uncle's girlfriend's son.
So did you kick the sun out and get nasty while you were stripping? Because it's insane.
No. Not
try it next time.
Oh,
bro,
I have. It's amazing.
There's
nothing like literally becoming a human yin-yang. That's what happens.
I think I'd have to say my last real... Because like, when I tripped with Todd, it wasn't even my last like real good trip. My last real good trip was probably... I tripped with our friend... It was me, Mez, Rev, and our friend TP.
So wait, that's I'm trying to think what's
Destiny
his name?
Destiny and Dylan.
Yeah. Did they end up having a kid or something or no?
No, they're not even together anymore.
Oh, AIDS.
Like they haven't been together.
I'm really, really bad at keeping
with,
in line.
He's with someone else now, and she's with Damon Pardew.
Okay.
Yeah.
Small world.
Small fucking world, right?
Madison County's not that
so
big.
So, like,
that's
bro,
fair.
No, we were tripping so hard that, like, we tried to have a fucking summoning circle to bring this guy to the house type shit. We're
like we need him here.
We're sitting out in the garage, like, with our knuckles all touching, like, in a fucking square, and we're all just like, wolfie, fee, 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 like, trying to chant this
nigga
to the house, bro.
What would you do if he just showed up with a pizza and you're like, how did you know?
For real.
It would have literally shattered your whole dimension at that
for
point.
For real.
The weird part about it is I really feel like they did get through to me because I did wake up around the time they said that happened. And I really thought about
see,
going
no,
over
dude, energy's strong, man.
But now, see, now, not a trip, but I fucking have been rolling a lot here in the last few weeks. And boy, oh boy.
Rolling, eh?
Yeah, Molly's been my. I've kind of become something like a Molly monster.
You don't want to do that, bro.
No, I've learned my limits, bro. I know.
I respect
I'm
that. I love you and I care about you. That's why I'm going to try to dad you as much as I can, but don't do it, man.
No, actually, like, we were rolling really hard one night, and, like, my friend went into, like, a really, really, really bad roll. Which helpful tip if you guys didn't know. If you're going into a bad trip or a bad roll and you take a Xanax,
it's a killer.
Yeah,
it'll kill it.
I had to do that, like, on my second.
I've never personally have had to, but
I've usually ridden it out myself, yeah.
My friend Taylor was rolling so hard for her first time that, like, she kept complaining about a burn in the back of her head. Like, she couldn't sit still. She kept chattering.
Oh, no.
So, we drove all the way to, like, the southeast side of Indy to get these fucking benzo darts and I fucking put her ass right out. She don't want to do Molly no more.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes it's good. I had a friend, he used to be a guitarist I knew. His name's Charles. On 420, he did 15 hits of acid. And they were 200 mics apiece. And he burned himself out so bad, bro, he woke up, he thought that the world was ending. He was pale as a fucking Casper on his mom's lawn, naked, rocking like, the world is gonna end, the world is gonna end, the world is gonna end.
Bro.
And this terrible, scary loop. He's never been the same since then.
Oh, no, bro.
Yeah, he turned his brain to nacho cheese. So he's literally like... Like if you cut his head open from the top, it looks like bubbling, boiling queso in there at this point.
Probably, man. Like, I think that'd fuck anybody up.
You're fried.
For real.
Fried. Like,
for real.
I mean, but it scared him away from old Lucy.
Humbled him.
Dude, more than humbled him. It halved that man.
For real.
Like, that sounds like... Yeah, he did. It's half the man he used to be.
Haha.
Definitely half the man he used to be. So what's your girlfriend's name, sir?
Raquel.
I love that name.
Her real name is Nigel.
Nigel's kinda cool. That's a cool name too. Like Nigel Wild Thornberry's Home Slice.
Yeah, I get
she probably hates that.
For those jokes.
For sure.
Get your big nose out.
Smashing.
While you're fucking you just look her in the face. Smashing, isn't it? Oh my god. That's awesome. Did you know if we have a kid, she'll be able to talk to animals? We can make some money off that.
Funny story she was just telling me. She'd be open to having a kid with it.
Nice. Dude, it's a life changer. Since I've had my kids, like, my life has flipped 100%. Like, gives you a reason to live, my man. Like, I'm not, like, trying to advocate, like, because I'm a pro-choice dude. Like, have kids when you're ready, with someone you're ready to fucking be around forever.
That's where I'm at.
That's the thing. You gotta be a... Dude, it's still, like, even if you're with them or not, you still got to be in contact with that female.
For real. Like,
some females are hella toxic.
Oh, for sure.
You know, they're like poisonous flowers. They excrete a stupid, awesome smell that attracts you to it because that's part of the poison.
And, you know, and I will say, I do want kids one day. I'm glad that I haven't had any kids because I'm not financially, like, mentally any
dude,
kind
it's,
of ready.
It's hard. It's a hard
but
battle.
But one thing I will say, even though we... fucking broke up. I'm kind of glad I didn't have a kid with Savannah.
You guys were terrible for each other, man. It was always...
Not always.
She always
not
had
always.
You doing scary, terrible things.
Not
and,
always.
Bro,
I
love you, but you're a light switch, homie.
I'm
and
not,
you know that.
Shut up.
You know
listen,
you are.
Listen, I will admit that sometimes, yes, it was bad. But when I moved to Lafayette, a lot of shit really got better.
Oh, because, well, you moved up by her, right?
Dude,
so
I
she's
literally
school.
Moved in... We got a place together. Like, I lived with her for 2 years.
Oh, we used to
bro.
Talk about that, actually. That's the last time I ever talking to you, actually.
I lived with her for 2 years. Well, not
then you moved to Lafayette and forgot about Dre over here.
No, I didn't forget about nobody, bro. But like,
oh, no, man.
You
busy, dude, when you get busy with life, I get it, man. I've had kids. That's why I feel bad.
And a cat, bro. It's a whole different lifestyle from up here, from down here, bro.
Yeah.
Like, Just the college campus alone is a whole different lifestyle.
Energy, like, especially.
Not to mention Lafayette itself.
Yeah. Like, whole different monster, huh?
Yeah, bro. Like, and I came back here and it's like, I'm not even gonna lie, like, just pulling through the streets down here, like, coming into town, it's just like, you feel the happiness suck out of you somewhat.
Madison County is a dementor.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yes.
Anderson is a dementor. Thing like a every year. Time you play Pokemon Go, every time you hit a stop, you lose a little bit of your soul.
No matter what Patronus charm you have, you're fucked.
Yeah, bro. Them dementors suck hard. They'll suck the life out of you.
The vibe just changes when you drive through Anderson. Like, seriously.
When I remember when I was a kid riding around, my mom's listening to the radio and shit. It looked lively. It looked alive.
You feel me?
Bro, like, it looks like a fucking Walking Dead, like, outtake.
Like, especially, yeah. Like, if when you're coming up fucking 32, like, into Anderson from, like, the west
side, everything slowly starts just dying. It just looks, it looks dead, like you're on the dark side.
For real. Like, you got
Edgewood. What do you guys got? The fucking casino? That's AIDS.
You got Edgewood, like, when you're coming up the west side.
Edgewood's kind of nice.
You got Edgewood, and then there's, like,
and it starts dying once you hit Rabel. You hit Rabel, and everything just starts dying.
Even before you hit Rabel, like, when you're back by Brentwood, when you hit the PNC and just keep riding on, like, you got the Marsh over there that closed. You had Payless back there that closed.
Man, that Payless was my spot, though.
Everything back there.
No. Can we talk about Nick's Donuts? You guys are Anderson kids. You all remember Nick's Donuts.
I don't fuck with donuts like that, but my ex's uncle and aunt ran the Nick's Donuts.
On, what was that, fucking 38?
Yeah.
38?
I think it was 38,
yeah.
So we used to go in there all the time.
Bro, donut holes like a motherfucker, dude. He knows.
Like, all the donuts that they throw out, like, shit, they just, like, have in boxes ready for us by the time we got there type shit, bro.
You show up stupid blown, you're like, free donuts! You didn't even care if they were good or bad.
We did, bro, we did.
Straight up. Like, if I went to a pizza place and there was, like, you're like, no one picked up this pizza, it's the end of the night, you want it, I'm gonna fucking just, I might even shed a man tear.
Right,
I'm gonna be
like,
so happy, I'd be like, you just, like, changed my life, thank you so much.
For me?
Me? For me? I'm a piece of shit, this is really for me? You start crying, you know,
you
full
feel
on,
me,
yeah.
Shit.
The random acts of kindness, like, try your best, guys, to always be a good person, like, and I know you too, that's why I've kept you in my circle. My circle's gotten... It's kind of a weird elastic circle I have. It kind of stretches and tightens like a butthole. You know what I mean? Like, you got to keep your circle tight like your butthole. But sometimes it expands because life fucks your ass sometimes.
Big fact.
And it spreads your circle out because everybody gets busy in their own shit, you know?
Right.
Like,
and any of the younger listeners out there, like, listen to what this man's saying.
It's real.
It's real.
Keep your circle tight because those motherfuckers that... You weren't shit to in high school, they ain't shit now.
Hell, not even just that. I just had to tell somebody yesterday, and I just met the dude, and I just met him as a friend. Like, he's a cool dude.
Did you uncle him?
No, like, I did have to set him down on some uncle shit, because, like, all right, so the way...
Sit on unk's knee, let me tell you something.
The way that yesterday rolled out is...
At the T-Bell?
Josh and Dylan showed up in the afternoon, and Josh said that he quit.
Love you, too.
So, you know, cool. I didn't know that this one quit. Because he didn't say nothing about it. But I asked him, I was like, did Josh quit? And he's like, yeah. So, it's 7 o'clock rolls around. I'm waiting on this one.
We're at T-Bell on fucking Broadway, by the way.
Rainbow.
Oh, you guys moved to the Broadway one?
Don't go to Broadway. Broadway, the people smoke on the line while they're making your food. Don't do that.
Hell yeah, they do. They ash in your fucking burrito.
Probably type shit, bro.
Jesus. And they're smoking meth blunts. Don't go to that one.
But no, so 7 o'clock rolls around and... I obviously can't get a hold of this one because his phone's fucking
AIDS.
Because
someone fucked it up for you. That's
not Josh
cool.
Fucked it up for him. So.
Fuck you, Josh. Don't hurt people's phones.
So
man.
I called Josh and I'm like, hey, are you with Dylan by chance?
He's too nice of a guy.
And he's all like, no, I'm with my kids, blah blah blah. And I'm like, okay, well.
If he has kids, he shouldn't be breaking homie's phone.
How do I get a hold of Dylan? He's like, call Raquel. I'm like, okay. Do you know if he's coming in? I have no idea. Cool. So then I call Jake. Make sure Jake's coming in. And I tried to call Raquel a million times, nothing. Well then, fucking, I called Josh again. It's about almost 8 o'clock now, and I called Josh again. And I'm like, all right, bro, I'm going to ask you this, like, and just be real with me. Like, don't lie to me. Like, is Dylan coming to work? And he's like, no. And I'm like, bro, really? Like, you could have told me an hour ago.
You could have. I could have at least tried to get someone.
So I deal with that, and I get off work and whatnot, and I show up over to his house to get some butane for the torches, because, you know, got to dab it up, dab life.
Dab life!
So,
we be dabbing.
So I get over there, and I pull up, and I see Josh's moped, and I'm like...
Did you push it over and be like,
no,
fuck
no,
you,
no,
Josh?
No, no, that is Mustang. His Mustang, sorry. No, but no, I told Josh
pissing
on
the gas
earlier. No, I was really mad at Josh. I told him, like, bro, if you were physically in front of me, I would probably put my hands on you right now. Like, for real. Like, I was that mad. On top of all the other shit I was doing.
Be a bitch, get slit.
For real.
That's how it goes.
So I pull up there and I walk in the house because I'm probably one of the only people that's allowed to just walk in this man's house at any time of the day.
Without getting pulled on, yeah.
Without getting pulled on because everybody in the house does carry a gun. Like, real deal.
I already know that. I've known
yeah.
that. Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm one of the only ones that can walk in there and it's okay.
You still live on Crystal Street, bro?
Yeah.
So I walked
dude, by the vet, that's where we got my scrappy from.
I didn't walk in his room. I have the respect to knock on his door when his door is closed. So I knock on the door.
He's probably fucking her or something.
Bro, Josh's face when I came in that door, like, ghost, bro. Like, he's just like,
Skirt.
And, you know, I tell Dylan, I go through the whole spiel of, I'm not mad at the dude.
Yeah.
I was more hurt, like, bro, you could have told me on some homie type shit that
yeah,
you weren't
come
coming
on,
to work.
Man.
Like,
yeah.
Like, don't treat me like a Taco Bell bitch. I've been your best friend for too damn long. Tell
yeah,
me on some
yeah,
homie shit
yeah,
that you're not coming to work.
Don't
shit
on me if you're my boy.
You
come
feel
on,
me.
Man. Yeah, come on.
And then
man.
Josh was trying to say something, and I was like, no, not you. Because I told Dylan, I was like, I'm not mad at you. I was like, but you, I am kind of still a little mad at. I was like, bro, I keep my friends at a high standard.
Yeah,
I was
man.
Like, and I don't want, I don't keep people around me that are going to lie to me.
It's fair.
Like,
yeah.
for real. And I was like, we're grown-ass adults, bro. I'd rather
yeah, if something comes up, tell me.
I'd rather you tell me the harsh-ass truth and me be mad about it or upset about
in
it.
In the moment.
Then you exactly. Then you lie to me and I find out later and then I'm mad about it all over again.
You're
so, shit.
Yeah, no, and you're a hothead. You're like, you're stewing about it for
hours.
I've
actually learned to calm myself
have you?
Down.
I'm proud of you
yeah,
for that, man.
I'm not as big of a hothead as I used to
I really
be.
Appreciate that, man.
Yeah,
I'm glad.
I had a lot of growing to do.
You know, we all did.
But no,
we still
I told
do.
Him, I told him, I was like, bro, I love you as a friend. Like, I took you in as a friend. I've only known you a few short months, and you're a cool-ass dude. I was like, but I have you in my circle. I was like, I'll give you a little pass this time. I was like, but if you do this shit again, you can ask Dylan. I cut people off like I don't fucking know them, and I will never speak to you again. I will act like
I
don't
see you
know
in
you.
Public. You are a fucking peasant.
You ain't nothing to me, bro. I won't even fucking glance your goddamn way. I'll turn my nose to you like I'm better than you type shit.
Fair.
Even though I know I'm not, like, I'll act like that type shit.
Cold
like
shoulder.
Cold shoulder, bro. And he looked at Dylan. Dylan shook his head. Yeah, and like I told him, I was like, bro, like
it's
don't.
Like it's
do
true.
I was like,
it's
don't
true.
Do that shit, bro. We're adults. Like, just tell
come
me next
on,
time,
man.
Bro.
Yeah. Come on. This ain't a dick measuring contest here, boys.
You feel me?
You know, come on. You ain't gotta shake your ego at me, friend. You know, come on. Fuck, we're getting close on time. How can we get a hold of you guys? Like, how can the listeners find you guys on like Instagram, Facebook, and shit? Cause
well,
don't you have like a adult Snapchat that's got like shit coming or some like scene like that? What's that about?
There
like memes and TikToks and shit. You guys do all that?
He does. He definitely posts TikToks all over his Snap story.
Do you?
Me, yeah, I won't even lie. My Snap story is mostly filled with sometimes some emo-ness, but we'll disregard that. And,
MCR, drugs, MCR, drugs, Hawthorne Heights, drugs.
Basically, I mean, you gotta throw Ohio is for Lovers in there one time on the timeline to make sure people know that you're still emo as fuck.
I still have the moments, guys.
For sure. But
yeah,
no, yeah.
Welcome
Stone,
to the Black Parade.
Stone Hooker on Snapchat, That Hookah Life on Instagram, all one word, capital H. You know, that's how you get a hold of me type shit.
That's fair. What about you, Wolf?
Master Red 1 on Snapchat.
That's
really about the only way to get a hold of me now.
Really,
Master Red
even,
Snapchat.
Really, though, you can't even get a hold of this dude right now because his phone is MIA.
So, shout out and also fuck you to the guy that broke my boy's phone. He said
really?
You've done it one other time before.
Ho.
That's a hoe move.
Ho move. It's okay.
Like, someone needs to call your mom and tell them they raised a hoe. Because that's really how it goes. Don't be that guy.
Don't be that guy.
So it's all love here. Oh, one more thing. Let's talk about these fucking riots and shit. What did you guys hear about the riots in Anderson and shit?
So
were you guys around for that?
No, I wasn't. No. So here's
were you
my
working like responsible working class adults?
Yeah, we were essentials, you know.
Dude, I've been essential the whole time. I worked through the whole COVID. They
you
were
feel
like
me?
And I work on the east side of Indianapolis. They didn't care. They were like,
whatever.
Our religious owner was like, it's God's plan. If you guys get sick, you get sick. God wanted that for you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, man, fuck you, Ned Flanders.
So, I pretty much feel like, you know, I agree with peaceful protesting, but where y'all started like looting stores and burning down small businesses.
Bro, that's people's livelihoods.
That's where y'all became bitches. And please note that I don't call anyone a bitch per se unless if I'm like trying to fight you or like I'm really trying to get a point, because I feel bitch is a very disrespectful term. Like
incredibly disrespectful. Right, some like, motherfuckers will kill you over that word.
And I'm one of those type of motherfuckers. Like don't.
It's a man thing, especially.
Don't compare me to a female dog. Like, don't compare me.
I will fuck your mom in front of you. You call me a bitch.
And I'll make a sex tape of it while
I'm... And we'll have an OnlyFans, and we'll get it popping, and that's how I'm going to pay for your college.
But peaceful protesting is okay, but when y'all start destroying people's livelihoods that they've, like, worked for fucking 50-plus years to try to build, that's where y'all are bitches and you draw the line.
Yeah, you give yourself AIDS. You become AIDS of the planet at that point.
There's a little place in Texas. The sheriff told him, he's like, I'm all for standing by y'all and walking with y'all protesting. But the minute y'all start looting and destroying my town is the minute y'all lose my respect and my support.
Oh, that's respectful, you know?
So I stand with that.
What about you, Wolf?
Justice for Breonna Taylor while we're at it, though.
That shit's AIDS.
Much the same as him, honestly. I stand for a peaceful protest, but when you start destroying stuff, you're making their point for them.
Yeah, you're kind of if it's not with us again, you're against us. You're definitely with them at that point. You're kind of sucking the government's dick, and don't be that guy.
But it also doesn't help where on in certain cities they've staged bricks at corners and stuff.
I've seen that. They do that in Indianapolis.
Yeah, so like they want us.
No, West Side. Right? Yeah, there's like
they
pictures.
Were trying to incite. They were trying to start martial law. So that
yeah,
Trump
they want us
that,
to fuck up enough to where Trump they're like, well, we have no choice. Let's put their arm behind their back and fucking scoop their pussies because that's what we do.
Yeah,
that's not right.
No. Nope.
But here's a big thing about the whole riots. It proves that there are as many of us ants as there are of those cockroaches, and big things can be done. If we come together, but it has to be about love.
Big
not just I'm a wild motherfucker and I need an excuse to break a window. Like, come the fuck on. Go out to a junkyard and fucking pay someone to break a window. If that gets your dick that hard and you need that, like...
You feel me?
Come on, man. Go out to pull apart and accidentally break a window. I won't tell.
You feel me?
Like, come on, man. Like, motherfuckers work for that shit. Like, and the thing I like about the protests is I've seen a lot of white people out there. Like, almost more than other ethnicities. And that's big dick shit to say for our generation.
White people are even tired of white people shit, bro. Like you can't stay stuck in the past in that old fucking, like, mindset. Like,
and the thing is, those people are dying.
You have to evolve with the times, bro. Like, times evolve, people have to evolve, too. No one likes change, you gotta get the fuck over that.
Yeah, well, you don't like change, start donating your change.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If you don't like carrying around coins in your pocket, donate that shit. Just saying. And if you guys do want to help out the podcast or anything like that, we are Trippy Cupcakes Podcast on Facebook, Instagram. What's that other thing with the bird? Twitter?
Yeah, Twitter. Go out and give it a like, a subscribe, turn on the bell, give my homie Tommy and his boys some love.
I'm in the band Sink or Swim as a drummer. I started when I was 15. We got to practice in like an hour. Or maybe 30 minutes. I don't know. I'm bad at time. Yeah, like 30 minutes. So we're going to have a first one with a full lineup. It's lit. Go check out Call Me Crazy. Our song Secret featuring Alex P. of Asatia is on Spotify, YouTube, and everything else. Shout out and go check out all the boys. Thanks for coming out. Say your name and what the fuck's up with you?
Dylan.
Thank you. My name's Dylan, Big Dick Dylan. Check him out.
So Hookah says, you know, just stay trippy. Stay responsible while you're being trippy. Don't overdo it. Stay hydrated while you're staying trippy. Don't overdo it.
Water's your best friend.
Metal and water are your best friends. And hail Satan.
Fresh fruit, too.
Yes.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Well, this is for the pineapple-loving sons of bitches. Thanks, everybody, for Hook and Wolfpack for coming out. I'll be on Destiny tonight. I'll be really fucked up and possibly tripping. But let's play. All right, guys, episode 12. 13 will have my boy Big Kurt, the other co-founder of this podcast. He'll be on here, too. I just want to say thanks, everybody, for coming out. And it's all love, no hate language. And kiss a fucking sweetheart. If you found someone you love, make sweet fucking love to them. And tell them that they rock. And they're the reason your dick gets hard for fucking nothing sometimes, you know? Love your family, respect your neighbors, and support local shit, man, and please wear your fucking mask out in public. Just fucking do it. Because I want to go to a goddamn concert. I want my band to start playing venues again. Because Sink or Swim's about to fuck it up this year in 2021. I'm telling you. Watch out.